one side of the ball, all eyes are on the playoffs. On the other, one last curtain call. It's the regular season finale as the Ugly Bearcats take on the Bad Axe Hatchets. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight. And alongside me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. Good to be here. Cannot believe this is the last game of the regular season. I have no idea where the time went.
The division race have concluded in the Greater Thumb Conference with Sandusky and Vassar crown champions in the East and West, respectively, which brings us to tonight in a classic Week 9 GTC crossover game. Since 1979, Ugly and Bad Axe have squared off in the final week of the regular season 32 times over 36 years.
Yeah, and a number that probably will surprise some people. Ugly leads that series 24-10, a little more lopsided than I thought it would be.
We haven't been able to see Bad Axe in person since their Week 1 victory over the Harbor Beach Pirates. In what was a highly anticipated season, the Hatches had plenty of ups and downs entering tonight's game at 3-5.
Yeah, last year, actually, Bad Axe beat Ugly 26-8 to get into the playoffs for the first time in a long time at 5-4.
The tides have changed for this year's matchup. Last year, Ugly entered this game at 3-5, much like the Hatchets this year. But with an Ugly already clinching a playoff berth, a win tonight increases the chances of having a pre-district home game next week.
No doubt about it. They absolutely want to win this game, not only to get back at Bad Axe from last year's game, but to maintain a full head of steam heading into the playoffs.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1. Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we will check in with our other area games tonight, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at their game of the week, the Ugly Bearcats of the Bad Axe Hatchets, in the regular season finale. It's on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
tonight's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is being presented by DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick of Sewick, Serve Pro, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Countryside Transportation of Sewick, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, North Star Bank, B&D Heating and Cooling, Regantine Lakowski Long Group of Ameriprise, McVeigh Insurance Agency, and D&M Cabinets. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. You're listening to Sports Radio 1021, home of the WLW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and to the right of me is Dave Hansen. To my left is our Director of Sports Information, making the journey from Livonia, Michigan, Doug Cole. To our right is our award-winning Director of Media Relations and Social Media, Kayla O'Neill. And Dave, we were nominated for yet another award this week. We've been selected a finalist for Best Looking Sports Broadcast Team in All of Radio.
In All of Radio?
All of Radio.
We should not be surprised about that. It is very deserving. My only question is, when will the award be announced?
I'm not quite sure.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, we will. The Week 9 storyline doesn't have a whole lot of drama attached to it this year. Last year, Bad Axe needed a victory on the road to sneak into the playoffs at 5-4. Lakers took out Beale City in last-minute heroics at Saginaw Valley. Sandusky secured a playoff spot in their last try, and Vassar lost to Frankenmuth to be sitting on the outside looking in. This year, the only potential plot twist is USA seen at 5-3, needing a final week victory over Harbor Beach.
And not long ago, they were 5-1, and now Harbor Beach has won three of their last four. USA, in that losing streak, has lost two in a row. Could be a very interesting finish in that game.
This is a big weekend for us on the WLW Sports Network, as well as all of our playoff-bound teams. We'll be with you each step of the way this weekend as we start to sculpt an image of what the postseason might look like, concluding with the announcement of the playoff brackets this Sunday at 7 p.m. Your home for the big announcement is the Strong Side on the WLW Sports Network. Join Dave Hansen, Paul Adams, and guest host Eddie Fury for a postseason special of the Strong Side starting at roughly 6:40 p.m., running all the way until 8 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1.
Yeah, we'll make sure that you stay up to date on all the matchups, and you'll get our thoughts on each game and who will advance the deepest into the playoffs.
I will be making some sort of appearance via phone, but I'll be busy prepping for a Sunday night performance with the Port Austin Community Players. Up next on the WLW Sports pregame show, we will host our famed media roundtable and see if Dave Hansen can extend his two-game win streak. No, that's not true.
No.
Paul Adams won last week. That's coming up next.
Boy, that sounded good, though.
Keep it locked on. Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network.
Serve Pro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At Serve Pro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want Serve Pro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes.